9 political parties yesterday submitted their presidential nomination forms to the Electoral Commission in Accra. The RNDC, NPP, UPP, APC, NDP, GFP, RDP, UFP and Kofi Apalu's IPP. The EC chairperson, Mrs. Charlotte Osei, who received the forms, said they were in no position to receive the filing fees because of a court injunction sought by the PPP. This was after some political parties complained that the filing fee for both presidential and parliamentary candidates is expensive. Mrs. Osei said until the court's final decision, the EC cannot accept the filing fees of both the presidential and parliamentary candidates. The deadline for the submission of nomination forms is today, 5 p.m. Yvonne Atilago has more.
The MPP presidential candidate Nana Akufo-Addo was the first to submit his nomination forms to the Electoral Commission. He was accompanied by party executives and some members. EC chairperson Mrs. Charlotte Osei, who received the nomination forms, explained why the EC will not receive the filing fees for both presidential and parliamentary candidates.
We're going to some ongoing legal processes prepared to receive this candidate. So as soon as we get clearance from our legal counsel, we will inform you and we will receive it. Presidential and parliamentary, we are restrained from receiving it. You are not restrained from presenting.
Nana Akufo-Addo, after submitting his forms, asked the public to assist the EC to deliver a credible and fair election.
I want everybody to assist the Electoral Commission to make sure that we have a good, clean election that will enhance the democratic credentials of our country and make it apparent that the Ghanaian people want to be governed in a democracy under the rule of law.
Vice President Kwesi Emisa Arthur, who presented the nomination forms on behalf of President Mahama, indicated the party's commitment to an open and transparent election.
President wishes me to assure members of the NDC that he's going to start a robust campaign that will discuss the issues that face our country in the coming years.
The General Secretary of the APC, Razak Opoku, said he was satisfied with the process.
The process so far, I think that is quite different from the 2012, because during the 2012 era, if you are duly accepted, you know after submission, but at this time they are telling us that they will get back to us after the legal requirements has been fulfilled, and I think that is quite in order. So we shall patiently wait for the outcome. If they call us to do any corrections, we are ready to do so.
Akwesi Adeodike of the United Progressive Party said the submission of the forms showed his preparedness for the election.
My declare masses scan me the buy. We must say PPP for you should be in the court and decide. Yeah, we make some scan me 50,000 check. Ibra is here. Is here for you all to see a banker's draft. So we are fully prepared to go for the race.
Kofi Apalu of the IPP said he was not obliged to declare his assets.
A public sector am I serving? I'm not serving any public sector, so there's no need to file any declaration of assets.
Nana Kunedu Ajiman Rawlings of the NDP also took her turn.
It just gave you the page to sign and fill, which we did. So it's only here that they're saying it should have been signed in front of them. So it's not part of the regulation. I don't know who you are, but it's not part of the regulation.
Ekuya Donko of the Freedom Party presented her forms in the company of her husband. Reform Patriotic Democrats RDP was led by its flag bearer Kwabena Ajayi. 23 presidential aspirants picked up forms made up of 16 political parties and 7 independent candidates. The EC says it will look through the documents filed by the various political parties and notify them of its acceptance. The rest of the parties are expected to submit their forms today, Friday the 30th, which is the deadline.
Yvonne Atilago reporting. Meanwhile, the EC has confirmed the number of parties and presidential aspirants who have submitted their nomination forms so far. Director of Public Affairs of the Commission, Eric Jakpasu, told Agatha Samoa on Behind the News that submission of the forms does not end the process. He said the EC will go through vigorous vetting of the forms and will call any candidate whose form is found to have anomalies and come to correct it.
9 political parties have come to submit their nomination files to the returning officer of the Electoral Commission.
So what does it mean as they present their forms? Does it mean that they automatically become candidates?
It is not automatic. You know, the processes involved in the vetting the nomination form that when you bring it, you receive it. There's a time for the receipt of the form, after which it goes through a very rigorous vetting process. For the presidential, you need almost 435 people. You need a proposal, you need a seconda, and about 2 registered voters per district to subscribe to your nomination as a presidential candidate. So all these people must provide their particulars in terms of their voters' ID number, age, and everything. Well, we must check all these fine details and see whether indeed all these persons who subscribe to the candidature as it is are validly registered voters of the Republic of Ghana, after which such documents, the other legal requirements must also be vetted. And if all are in place, are in line with the requirements of the law, then your nomination will be accepted.
So at what point will they know their fate?
The point that we have finished vetting it. We are scrutinizing the form now. We have received them. So when there are errors, we'll draw the attention of the candidate to do the necessary correction as we wait the decision of the court on the filings before we go ahead to accept. So we'll continue receiving 23 of them in the form collected from 9, so we are expecting the other 14.
Director of Public Affairs of the Electoral Commission, Eric Jakpasu, the NDC is footing the bill of its 275 parliamentary candidates. The General Secretary of the party, Johnson Siedun Ketia, said this after the party presented its presidential nomination forms to the Electoral Commission in Accra.
We have just submitted nomination forms of His Excellency President John Mahama and the ruling mate, Excellency President Kwai and Mr. Atta. I want to declare that we have complied with all the requirements and our nomination forms have been received. We are yet to have any indication about the acceptance. But NDC being a law-abiding party, we are very confident that we have complied with the law. We have been told that because of the legal process, the opposite will not be accepted. So we are taking it back. But we want to assure all our candidates across the country, the parliamentary candidates, that we are ready with the deposit for all the 275 aspirants of the party. And so if you are filing your nomination anywhere in Ghana and you have a letter of introduction from the donors, that acts as an indication that your deposit has been provided for in Accra, so you don't need to worry yourself about the payment.
That was the General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Isiedunketia.